Macron urges Xi to narrow unsustainable trade gap. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on Beijing to rebalance the trade relationship after meetings with Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. Europe and China have a role to play in laying, alongside other partners, the foundations for fair and robust global economic governance based on rules and not the law of the strongest, Macron said at a joint press conference with Xi on December 4. Macron said the European Union should undertake reforms to enhance its competitiveness. China, he said, should work to boost domestic consumption while increasing its direct investment in the EU, particularly in France. The imbalances that are accumulating today are unsustainable, Macron said. They pose a risk of financial crises. They imperil our ability to grow together. Macron is on a 3-day visit to China. A focus of his trip is to address France's trade deficit with China, which has almost doubled over the past decade. The trade gap with Beijing has long been a cause of concern for the EU, as it continues to grow. In the first 10 months of this year, China shipped $461 billion worth of goods to the EU while importing $219 billion from the bloc, according to China's customs data. The resulting surplus of $242 billion was nearly 19% higher than the statistics recorded for the same period last year. During the meeting, Xi pledged to import more high-quality products made in France and encouraged Macron to strengthen cooperation with China in areas such as aerospace, artificial intelligence, and biopharmaceuticals, according to China's summary of the meeting. Officials from the two countries signed 12 cooperation agreements covering nuclear energy, agricultural products, education, and other fields. After the summit, Xi and Macron also attended the closing ceremony of the China-France Business Council meeting. Addressing business representatives from both countries, Xi said China views France as an important and indispensable economic and trade partner, according to the CCP's foreign ministry. In encouraging France to promote cooperation between China and the EU, Xi said that interdependency and convergent interests are not a risk or threat, according to the ministry. Macron's visit came amid rising trade tensions between the EU and China over issues such as Beijing's massive state subsidies and policy support for its electric vehicle sector. Brussels has determined that the Chinese regime's trade practices caused injuries to its automakers and, in October 2024, imposed additional tariffs on EVs made in China. In retaliation, Beijing set a minimum price requirement for most of France's cognac products and slapped provisional duties on pork shipped from the EU. The CCP's Commerce Ministry is conducting an anti-dumping review of dairy products originating from the EU. Earlier this year, the CCP introduced stringent export controls on rare earths and other critical metals, disrupting global supply chains vital to the EU's semiconductor and auto industries, and sparking calls in Brussels to reduce reliance on China. Ukraine. Macron also sought to persuade the CCP to support a ceasefire in Ukraine. Speaking alongside Xi after the bilateral meeting, Macron reiterated the appeal, saying that he hoped China could join the EU's efforts to achieve at the earliest possibility, at the very least a ceasefire in the form of a moratorium on strikes targeting critical infrastructure. Xi offered no clear assurance, saying only that Beijing supports a fair and binding agreement that can be reached by all parties regarding the Ukraine crisis. In an apparent reference to the West's criticism over the CCP's aid of Russia's war efforts, Xi said that Beijing opposes any attempt to shift blame or smear others. While Chinese officials have claimed they support peace, the United States and its NATO allies have said that Beijing is sending machine tools, chips, and other materials that have both civilian and military uses to help rebuild Moscow's defense sector. Ukraine has repeatedly accused the CCP of supplying Moscow with weapons and gunpowder amid the ongoing invasion. Macron is set to meet with Xi again on December 5 in Chengdu, a southwestern Chinese city known for its giant pandas breeding center. The CCP has been known to use panda diplomacy, gifting or lending these animals to zoos across France, the United States, and other nations, as a way to enhance its international image. Reuters contributed to this report.